So the Mishnah in Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph is actually the one piece of this parak that actually relates to Shabbos, a part of this. So basically we have all these like halachos that we learn derech by way of a smachta, where there's a pasuk which, you know, connects it, you know, which links these rabbinic halachos to some pasuk. So the first issue is minayin lepoleta shichva zera b'yom ha'shlishi tamea shenema hayun nechonim l'shloshes shemim. So how do we know that a woman expunges semen, so on the third day, I'm sorry, a woman who expunges, right? A man and woman have relations, and how do we know that the shichva zera that's found in the woman is still potent, is still halakhically significant on the third day? And that's because before Matan Torah, the Bnei Yisrael were told to be prepared for 3 days, don't come near a woman, meaning that the men and women were warned to separate from each other so that the Torah could be given on the fourth day. And this separation was a concern that maybe the woman would become tameh because of the man's shichva zera. And the fact that they would have to separate for 3 days and not more, meaning that after, let's say, they went to the mikvah on the fourth night, we're not concerned anymore about the shichva zera because it is no longer potent or significant after 3 days. Now, the next minayin is the one thing that's actually related to Shabbos. Minayin l'shemarchitzim es hamila. How do you know that it's permitted to heat up water and to bathe on Shabbos? B'yom ha'shlishi shecholios b'Shabbos, on the third day of Mila that falls out on Shabbos, that even on the third day it's dangerous. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Shimon and Levi that they went to the city of Shechem after the inhabitants were circumcised. Vayhi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosam ko'avim. So we see even on the third day that they're in a state of sakana, in a state of danger. And that next case is minayin shekoshim loshen shel zahoris barosh sarah hamishtaleach. How do you know that you tie a crimson thread in the head of the sarah hamishtaleach? Because it doesn't say that explicitly. And obviously, if the crimson thread turns white, that's a sign that the Klal Yisrael have been forgiven. Again, this is not explicit in the Torah. So shenemar im yuchata echem kashanim kashel yabinu. It says if your sins are red like shani, that Hashem will whiten them like the snow. So from this pasuk, there's like sort of an asmachta. The chachamim chazal linked it to tie this crimson thread by the head of the seir mishaleach, the scapegoat on Yom Kippur that comes to atone for the sins of the Jewish people.
Why would I think what? Why would you think you're not allowed to do that?
I'm not sure that you're not allowed to. Why would we think that they would do that? Where do we get this idea of them tying a crimson thread? So we're talking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu turns our sins from crimson to white. That never says in the Torah. All it says in the Torah is you take the scapegoat and you send them and you throw them off, you know, you send them to Azazel. So it never actually says that you tie this crimson thread. So this is something that they did and they linked it to this pasuk in Yeshayahu. Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtia b'yom ha'kippurim. So how do you know that when it comes to Yom Kippur, sicha is like shtia, like smearing some kind of oils in one's body. That's like drinking. Afal pi she'ein raya l'davar, zeicha l'davar. Even though there's no complete proof, but there's a hint to it, because the pasuk says in The pasuk says that in Tehillim, it says Vatavo kamayim bikirbo v'chashem ba'atz mosav. So it compares the water inside of you is like oil in your bones. So sicha shemen, so smearing oil that ingest the oil, I guess in sense ingested in your body on your skin, absorbed in your skin. That's like drinking water. I think there is some discussion about this. I think there's Rabbeinu Tam who talks about, you know, do you have to be machpid about chametz ingredients that you use to smear on your body on Pesach? Is that an issue or not? Is that like, do we say sicha kishtia? I think that they discussed that. I think So that there are some who are like very strict about that. So that's like another issue, a sicha like shtia. Okay, and I think mainstream kasher organizations are not strict like that, but that's where this idea comes from. To what extent do we say that sicha is like shtia? Now, obviously, in Yom Kippur, we say that sicha is like shtia. Now, obviously, you don't get kares. According to the Torah, you only get kares for achila and shtia. You don't get kares for sicha. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask, now on that which we learned initially in our Mishnah, that if you are poletes shichva zera, woman's poletes shichva zera, on the third day, she's tebea. So there, the Gemara says, reisha delokra b'lazer ben Azariah. So this first statement of the Mishnah does not follow the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because according to Elazar ben Azariah, if someone is poleta, a woman is poleta, she expunges shichvazera on the third day, she is tahora, as we will soon see in the next brisa. And the seifa is ke Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The seifa, the latter part, is like Elazar ben Azariah, because he holds like, because that's his opinion in the Mishnah in Kuf Lamadala, the E. We're going to see soon what he's referring to. The Ikarab Elazar ben Azariah Tahora Shaman Alei, that indeed if you want to say that the first opinion, the Reish is like Elazar ben Azariah, he actually holds that she would be Tahora if she expunges Shichva Zera on the third day. In other words, it still is significantly that it is still halakhically significant on the third day. The Mishnah says, right, in other words, right, the Mishnah says it is significant, Rabbi Mazari said it's not by the third day. So, manda lo muki kitanoi. So, this that we say it's not, you don't have the Mishnah like two different tanaim. Tana, reisha tahora. So, you're going to say that the reisha, we're going to change the gears of the reisha. And we're going to say actually that's tahora. Umukay la lechula Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we're going to establish everything like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha about bathing the baby who has the mila on the third day after the mila, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, if you know certain, I guess, if you don't like that the Mishnah, the first two halachos of the Mishnah have to be authored by two different Tanaim, then you have to change one of them. So you have to change the girsa of the Reisha about Poleta Shichva Zera, that's Tahora. And Mukil Lekulak Rolozer Ben Azariah. Umanda Mukim Kitanai. But if you hold, okay, so the Reisha of the Mishnah doesn't follow Rolozer Ben Azariah, and the Sefer does. So he is Reisha Karabonim, Sefer Karolozer Ben Azariah. They're going to say they're two different authors. The Reish is like Rabbanan, that Poleta Shichva Zera is Tamei on the third day, and the Seifa is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now the Gemara brings a debate among the Tanaim regarding Poleta Shichva Zera. Tana Rabbanan, Poleta Shichva Zera b'yom ha-shlishi. So if a woman discharges the semen on the third day after she having relations, so for example, let's say she has relations on Thursday, and so the third day that's Shabbos, so she is Tahora, Divra Belazar ben Azariah, Tahora, Divra Belazar ben Azariah, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because on the third day it's Tahora. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel argues, and he says, Pa'amim Shehein Arba Onos, Pa'amim Shehein Chamesh Onos, Pa'amim Shehein Shesh Onos. So he holds that if you're polected, woman's polected Shechla Zera, if she discharges the semen on the third day, she's Tamea. And only on the fourth day she's Tahora, but he also holds Mixas Yom Kukulo. Part of day is like the whole day. So therefore, he's going to say that there are times, there are only four complete Onos. An Ona is a time period, either the day or the night. So let's say she had relations on Wednesday, right? Let's say the end of the day Wednesday, the very last minute of the day on Wednesday. So then she is Tamea until Friday night, right? So then, right? Because then, so that is Thursday. Then it would be, let's make it for simplicity. The day begins at 6 a.m. The day begins at 6 a.m. and the day ends at 6 p.m. So let's say she has relations on Wednesday at 6 p.m. So then we have the Ona of Wednesday night, Thursday morning. That's the first Ona. Then you have, like, Wednesday night. And then you have the second Ona, which is Thursday day. And then you have the third Ona, which is Thursday night. And the fourth Ona is Friday day. And then she is, Tahora when? On Friday night. So that's four Onos, right? And that's on the third day. Because the first day is Wednesday, second day is Thursday, and right, and the third day is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, right? So that's four Onos. But there's times where it's five Onos. So let's say she had relations in the beginning. Let's say she had in the beginning of the day of Wednesday. So then there would be five Onos, because right, she wouldn't be permitted until Friday night, but that would include sort of Wednesday day, that's an extra Ona. And Pamim Shehen Shesh Onos, so let's say she had relations on, let's say, Tuesday night, so she still does, according to Rabbi Shmuel, she still is not Tahora until Friday night, but that would include six Onos, okay, six time periods. Rabbi Kiva Omer, La'olam Chamesh, he says, no, it's always five Onos, five complete Onos. So therefore, Im Yatsas Mixas Ona Rishona, Nosnim La Mixas Ona Shishis. So what does that mean? So according to this, that it's always five 12-hour periods. So after she had relations, if she had relations after part of the first period passed, she is given part of the sixth period to complete these 12-hour periods. So you'll have, in other words, he's going with exactly 60 hours. Okay, he goes with exactly 60 hours. Okay, so you have the other opinion. He holds it's three full days, 60 hours. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, it's just, he holds it's not... he holds it just three, basically, after... He basically holds, once we have the beginning of the fourth night, Leil Shabbos, so then she's Tahora. We don't go Me'eitz L'Eitz, the full... You know, we don't do a full 60 hours. So in other words, according to Rishmo, will be the same thing about whether she had relations Tuesday night at 7 p.m. or Wednesday day at 5:50 p.m. Because it's still... You still have three full days. But you don't go by Me'eitz L'Eitz, like a full 60 hours. You just say, okay, Tuesday night, Wednesday day, that's day one. Thursday is day two, Friday is day three, and then Friday night she's Tahora, regardless of when she had relations, Tuesday night through Wednesday afternoon. Rabbi Kiva said it's the full 60 days, full 60 hours. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah seems to say that, one second. So Elazar ben Azariah would say that he would hold like Rabbi Shmuel in this regard. He would hold that you go after the days, that immediately on the third day, that it would be whenever she would have relations, let's say she would have relations on Thursday, whenever it would be, and then you have Thursday, Friday, in other words, whether she would have relations Wednesday night or Thursday during the day, by Friday night, she would be Tahora. So in that respect, it would be similar to Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Now above, we saw that, later on, we're going to see that Chacham Rabbi Yossi disagree in the Braisa. When did Klal Yisrael separate from their wives before Kabbalah's Torah? According to the Chachamim, it was on Thursday, on the fifth day, right? And Rabbi Yossi, it was Wednesday, it was the fourth day. And then also, according to everyone, the Aseres Dibros was given on Shabbos. And the women went to the mikvah on Friday night. Okay? So based on this, Amrua Rabbanan, the rabbis, the Chachmei Yeshiva, asked the following question. Comment to Rav Papa, in front of Rav Papa. For Amri La, and some say, Rav Papa la Rava, some say Rav Papa asked the question to Rava. Bishlama Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ki Rabbanan. I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbanan. Why? Because what does he say? That if she had she discharged zera, semen, on the third day. She's tahora. So obviously he holds it to Rabbanan. Why? Because what does Rabbanan hold? The Amri, b'chamisha avid prisha, they separate from their wives on Thursday. Okay? So then, what do you have? You have Thursday is day one, Friday is day two, and then by Friday night, they went to the mikvah. So that's perfect. V'Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel who says that she's Tameya on the third day, so then he must hold like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Barba Avid Prisha. According to Rabbi Yossi, they separated on Wednesday. So, right, because they needed, they separated on Wednesday, so then you have, right, Wednesday is day one, Thursday is day two, Friday is day three, and then Friday night is day is when you go to the mikvah. Ella Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, come on, like whom does Rabbi Akiva hold? Because he doesn't say, oh, they are permitted to go specifically on Friday night at the beginning of the night. He holds you need, you know, 60 full hours, right? So he says that, right, so he would say that you need, right, you need 60 full hours. So the Gemara says, La'olam k'Rabbi Yossi. Really, Rabbi Yossi said, really, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, so they separate on Wednesday. But Kida'amar Rav Ada Baraba, but he also holds like Rav Ada Baraba, that Moshe b'hashkama Allah u'v'hashkama Yaron. Moshe went up on in the morning, and he also went down in the morning. B'hashkama Allah, he went up in the morning, d'chsi, v'yashki Moshe b'boker v'yal har Sinai. He went up early in the morning, and he went up to Har Sinai. B'hashkama Yaron, and he also went down in the morning, because the Pasuk says, lechred v'lis hatav Aaron imach. And it says the word raid, lech raid, makish yirida l'aliyah. So we compare the yirida to the aliyah when he went down to when he went up. Ma aliyah bashkama, just like going up was early in the morning. Afirida bashkama, also going down was also early in the morning. So therefore, what do you say? That the yirida, when Moshe went down and he commanded that the husband and wife should separate, that was first thing in the morning. So now it works out well. It was, give me this example. Let's say the day begins at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. So Moshe went down. He told the people, separate from their wives at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. So you count 60 hours. You get to Friday night, 6 p.m., and that's when the women went to the mikvah. So the Gemara says, Lama le lemeimer lehu. Why did Moshe need to tell them this in the morning? V'hamar Rav Huna, Yisroel Kedoshim Hein Ve'em Hashem Shemitaseim Vayom. Said that Klal Yisrael are holy. They don't have relations during the day. So why do you have to command them not to have relations on Wednesday morning? Obviously, they weren't going to have relations on Wednesday during the day. So Hamar Rava says, Imay Bayis Ofel Mutter. Said if the house is dark, you'll not have relations during the day. But Hamar Rava, and Rava says, V'itemer Papa Tamar Chacham Mafel B'talisa Mutter. And Rava and some say, Rav Papa says that a scholar who is modest, and certainly he won't look, so then he is allowed to darken with his cloak, and also to have relations during the day, even in a house that's not dark, because therefore, since there are situations where it is possible to have relations during the day, so Moshe needed to tell them first thing in the morning not to have relations. That'll be Wednesday morning. So the Gemara now asks, according to the fact that the women went to the mikvah on Friday night, the Gemara asks, "V'ha tavule yom ninhu?" And since according to all the Tanaim, the women went to the mikvah on Friday night, so what does that mean? At the time of Kabbalah's Torah, they had gone to the mikvah. They had gone to the mikvah, right, at nighttime. So they're called, what's a tful yom? What's a tful yom? The tful yom is that after someone goes to the mikvah and until nightfall, they are what's called a tful yom, and they are not allowed to eat kadshim, and they're not allowed to eat truma, assuming they otherwise would be allowed to. Right, so the halacha is if you're tameh and you go to the mikvah during the day, you have to wait until nightfall to have access to kachim and truma. So these women went to the mikvah Friday night, right? And then, so they are like Tvul Yom. Because, and now Kabbalah's Torah was on Shabbos in the morning, and there wasn't Harif Shemesh. So they, you know, let's say the women went to the mikvah Friday night, but the Torah was given while they were still quote unquote Tvul Yoms. How could that be? How can you say that women were Tvul Yom at the time of Kabbalah's Torah? So you have to say then that they probably went, they must have gone to the mikvah on Friday right before nightfall. And then if they discharged Shichva Zera, then that would be Tahora. But if you would say that, then there wouldn't be a full, you know, a full Ona, right? And you don't have 3 days according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have 2 days according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you don't have five Onos according to Rabbi Akiva. So we have a problem here. You understand the problem? And we want to make sure that they're going to the mikvah before nightfall on Friday, so they're not a Tvul Yom at when they get the Torah on Shabbos day. If that, then you're missing the full 3 days, 2 days, or five Onos. So Abai bar Rabin, Barav Chanina bar Abinam Tarvayu, Nitna Torah the Tvul Yom. So they're saying that, no, you're making a wrong assumption that really the Torah can be given to someone who's a Tvul Yom. That's okay. Yosef Mereimar Vikamar La Lahashmaita. So Mereimar sat and he said this teaching. The Torah was given to someone who's a Tvul Yom. Amale Ravina Mereimar. So Ravina said to Mereimar, Nitna Kamar. Do you mean to say that indeed it was given to Tvul Yom? Or Ru'uya Kamart. Or you're saying that the Torah is fit to be given to Tvul Yom, but in practice it wasn't, and they really went to the mikvah earlier. So, right? Amarle Ru'uya Kamina. No, they were fit to be given to Tvul Yom, but they really went earlier, and they didn't need to go to the mikvah once it went dark, once it got dark. So then the question, of course, is, then we're sort of left with this question here. Right? So, I don't know how we answer this question then. Right? And then I think we're still left with the, we're still left with the question now. One second. So I think what we're saying is, so initially we want to say that they were allowed, one second, in Torah the Tvul Yom, that they hold that it is allowed, but they still went to the mikvah beforehand. So I think then, I guess we still haven't now answered according to these other Tanaim how they can go early. So let's read on a little bit. Maybe you don't need a full Onos, let's see. So the Gemara now asked Rabbi Akiva, so Velit Balu Bene Shimshe Velikable Torah Bene Shimshe. So maybe they let them go to the mikvah on Friday night and let them also receive the Torah then. And since the Hashem waited until morning, so what must we see? That the Torah was makbid on six full onos. So how could Rabbi Akiva say that five onos are sufficient? In other words, we're asking a different question. I don't think we answered the previous question, but we're asking now a different question. We're saying that the fact that Hashem waited until the morning to give the Torah, so maybe that means that you have to wait six full onos, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak said, Lo me rosh baseser dibarti. So the pasuk in Yeshayahu says regarding Matan Torah, that once Hashem revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael to give them the Torah, He didn't speak to them in darkness. That's why He didn't give them the Torah balayla. It's because He didn't want to give the Torah in hidden at night. Not because they weren't tahor, but they really were tahor at night. And the Gemara asks another question from Akiva. V'lit belu b'tzafra d'shapsa, the kabbal Torah b'tzafra d'shapsa. So go to Akiva that says that after five onos, the plate does the discharges to Hora. Why did they say that Moshe Beinu separated them Wednesday morning? Why don't you let them separate in the evening and they can go to the mikvah Shabbos morning? So Rav Yitzchak, Shelo Yehei, Halalu Holchim LeKabbal Torah, VaHalalu Holchim LeTvila. You're right, technically speaking, they could have gone to the mikvah Shabbos morning, but you shouldn't have the men going to receive the Torah and the women going to the mikvah. So you want them to already have been tahor on Friday night. Okay, so now the...
Rabbi, on the previous question, I think it's answered. When Rashi seems to say, I think that when he said to him that Ru'uya Karmina, it could have been given to Yom, but in actuality, as they say, Rashi seems to say, in actuality, once they went to the mikvah on Friday, if semen had released semen, then they would have to go to the mikvah again. They would be tful yom on Shabbos,
right.
But in reality, that didn't happen. So therefore, there were no tful yom at all. That's what he seems to be. I don't know.
In other words, the halacha, they went early. But in practice, there was no shichva zera. No one was pulled to shichva zera. In general, we're makbid to wait either 3 days or 2 days or five onos, just in case. Here they didn't wait, and somehow miraculously they weren't pulled. They just practically it didn't happen. Oh, very good. Okay, all right, thank you. So the Gemara. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Chiya b'Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. So this Braisa, which talks about Pelet Shechva Zera, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. V'chacham Rav Shesh Onos Shleimus B'Inim. We actually need six Onos. We need 72 hours, as it were. Because they hold that Moshe told them, Wednesday morning, you have to separate from each other, and they didn't go to the mikvah until when? They didn't go to the mikvah until Shabbos morning, which is a full 72 hours. And that's when Hashem gave the Torah. Okay, so Amar Rav Chista says, Machlokes Sheperisha Min Ha'isha. This debate amongst the Tanaim regarding Pelet Shechva Zera, that's only when they separate, when the husband separates from his wife, because of Al Pirsha Min Ha'ish.
When the semen comes from the woman.
Of Al Pirsha Min Ha'ish, but if the semen comes from the man, and let's say it's on a beged, so then Tamea Kol's man shilecha. So then it is considered tamea as long as it's moist. But once it's dry, it's no longer moist, it's not fit to be mazriya, it cannot produce a child once it's no longer moist. So then it is, it's no longer tamea. Meisiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks, V'chol begim v'cholor sheyeh alav shichva zera, frat l'shichva zera shisrucha. So we see that any garment that has shichva zera semen, it's tameh. So that excludes shichva zera that's srucha, that's putrid. So my love is not sheperisha min ha'ish. This is not talking about that it was perisha min ha'ish. And so what do we see here? That even if it's moist and it's putrid, so then it's not. In other words, here this price seems to indicate that when it separates from the man, it's on the garment, and even when it's moist, then it's no longer tamea because once it's putrid. So the woman says, no, that this price like Masha Pershamina Isha. If it's separate, if it was discharged from a woman, and once it's masriach, once it's putrid, even if it's moist, then it is no longer tamea. However, with a man, it has to be not moist and wants to be dry. Okay, boy, Rav Papa asks, Shichva Zera Shisrael Bimei Kusis Mahu. So the Shichva Zera of a man, the semen of a Jew in a non-Jewish woman, so is it also the same 3 days? Yisrael Didiige B'mitzvos, a Jew who is worried about to fulfill mitzvos, Chavil Gufayhu. The body is warmer because of this worry. I don't know, was this Jewish guilt? always worrying. So the Jew is, their body is always warm. And Akam lo de'igi b'mitzvos, the non-Jews who are not worried to do mitzvos, lo, their body is not as warm. And therefore the shichva zera is not masriach, it does not become putrid in 3 days. Odilma came into achlin, shkatzer masim, chava gufayo. Or since they eat certain insects, then their body does become warm. Vim tim tzalomar, and if you want to say, kim da'achli shkatzer mashim chava gufayo, that their body becomes warm because they eat this non-kosher food. Vimei behema mahu, what about the shichva zera of a Jew in an animal? Isha the isla prozdor, a woman who has a canal, right, a birth canal, so then masreches, so therefore it becomes putrid. About behemah the isla prozdor lo, it does not, the zera does not become warm. Odeva lo shom, maybe, or maybe there's no difference. Take off. Okay, this is unresolved. All right. Okay, the Gemara continues. Tadar abadar. Our rabbis teach. B'shishiva chodesh nitnu baser sedivros the Yisrael v'yosem b'shishiva bo. There's a machlokas, a debate, whether the Torah was given in the 6th of Sivan or in the 7th of Sivan. Amar Rava the Chuliyama b'rosh chodesh asu l'mid bar Sinai. Rava says everyone agrees that Klal Yisrael came to Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Uksiv hachon, it's written over here. B'yom hazeh bo mid bar Sinai. Then in the 3rd month, on this day they came to Midbar Sinai. Uchsiv Hasam, and it's written by Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. And since it says the word Hazeh, Hazeh, it's a Gzeira Shaveh. Mala Halan Rosh Chodesh, Avkad Rosh Chodesh. So it never says explicitly that Klal Yisrael got to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but because of the word Hazeh, it says Hazeh by the 1st of Nisan, and that was on the 1st of the month. Therefore they reached Midbar Sinai, the desert of Sinai, on the 1st of the month. When the Chuli Yaman, everyone agrees that B'Shavas need the Torah of Israel, that the Jewish people, the Bnei Israel, were given the Torah on Shabbos. Uchsiv Hacha, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. Uchsiv Hasa, V'Yom Moshe Alam, Zachor es Hayom Hazeh. Malahalan B'Tzumo Shel Yom, Afkan B'Tzumo Shel Yom. So how do we learn that the Torah is given on Shabbos? Because by the Aseret HaDibros, what does it say? Remember Es Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. And by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe said Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh. Same lashon of Zachor. So the word Zachor is Gzeira Shaveh. Just like over there, by the remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it means he's telling them remember it on the specific day that it happened. So too, by Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, when it says Zachar, remember the day of Shabbos that also happened on the day that it was given. Ki pligi, what's the debate between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim as to, was it the 6th or 7th of Sivan? B'kviyah di'archa, on what day of the month? And what day of the week, I guess, was the, or, yeah, what day of the week was the new month, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that fell out on. V'yosi Sar, V'chad B'Shab, Sa'ik V'yarcha. V'yosi says it fell out on Sunday. So then, U'v'chad B'Shab, Sa, Lomar Luhu V'lomidim. Moshe didn't say anything to them. Mishum Chulsha D'Orcha. Because of the weakness and the troubling of the road. Betray B'Shabsa, but on, they just got there on Sunday. They got to the desert of Sinai on Sunday. They unpacked. Moshe didn't say anything to them. On Monday, he got up and he said, Amar Lahu, V'atem Tiyulim, Amalachas Kohanim. He said, I want you to be for me Amalachas Kohanim on Monday. Bitlasa on Tuesday, which is, right, he said, he got up and he said, he responded to Hashem what the people said. And when he went down, Amar Lahu Mitzvah Hagbala, and then he told them the mitzvah of separating from the mountain. Barba, and on Wednesday in the morning, he told them about separating from relations, and Avud Prisha, and on that day they separate from each other. Okay, well we okay. Let me see one other line. I know we're next off one other line. For Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan held. Betray B'Shabbos Yarcha. On Monday, that was Rosh Chodesh. Betray b'shabah lomar lahu v'lo midi. They didn't say anything on Monday. Mishum chul shadarcha, because of they were tired. B'tzlasa on Tuesday, amar lahu, he said to them, v'atem tzuli melech tzchonim goy kadosh. Barba on Wednesday, amar lahu mitzvas hagbala. He told them to separate from the rules of separating from Har Sinai. And Bachamisha Avod Prisha, and on Thursday they separated. Right? That's based on our debate earlier, which we saw. Did they separate from their wives for 2 days or 3 days? It's based on this debate here. When they got to Sinai, did they get there on Sunday or Monday? And that impacted on when they started separating. They started separating on Wednesday, or did they start separating on Thursday?